My guest this morning is a lady who has now made it home and slept in a little bit this morning, had the opportunity to sleep in, joins me by phone this morning, Natalie McMaster, who some called the queen. Welcome to the show.
That's slathering it on nicely.
Listen,
I'll take that.
At the same time, I've seen your daughter's TikToks, right? Like, she shows up on my TikTok For You page all the time. So you are the queen, apparently, in the house.
God. Yes, I noticed one of those things she had put on there, the queen.
Yeah. There was one. It showed up for like 3 days in a row. Mary Frances is your daughter's name, by the way, if you didn't know. You're welcome, Natalie. I told you your daughter's name.
Thanks for the reminder.
It showed up in my TikTok like 3 days in a row that she was trying to get you to play too in the kitchen. And then you just took the fiddle and just showed off. But not showed off. Just like did it. And that's what you do.
Yeah, I just did it. Yeah, it's kind of cute. As the days went on, I think it was Claire who said, "Mom, are you hearing? Are you seeing all the comments you're getting?"
And were you?
No, because I don't follow those things. Like, I'll go on maybe once a week or something and dig around, see what she's put up.
Yeah.
But you're reading. I was reading stuff. She was reading it to me actually, and I thought, you know what? It's not very often that a person's children look at their parents the way other people would look at their parents. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a little small moment where they saw me not as mom, but, you know, as the queen.
Okay.
And I was, like, liking that they were, like, smiling, telling me these nice things. Because, you know, anyone will tell you, right? If you have great things going on in society or the world or your line of work, whatever it is, your kids just see you as mom and dad.
Yeah.
So it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
They do not see all the other stuff.
But your kids have seen mom and dad on stage their entire lives, right? Like this is normal to them that they're on the road, that they're going to a different show, that they're going to a different town, that they're going to get on stage because your kids play as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But it doesn't register the same way. Not at all.
What do you mean?
Like, kids don't analyze. They're not, they're not like deep thinkers in those ways and connecting the meanings and all of that.
Yeah.
Their parents are still the people who tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They tell them, did you eat properly? Finish your this or that? Or don't forget to practice or get that piece of clothing off. It's dirty. Did you make your bed? Blah, blah, blah. All this kind of stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things you share, you know, it's homework and it's just another realm. And so it's hard for them to get into, oh, this is so amazing. Look at the tradition. Look what my parents gave me. Look at mom, it just doesn't work like that. Now, I will say that our kids are pretty mature and
mm-hmm.
they've given me little glimpses along the way that it's registering, however that gets internalized. But I do not have any doubt that in the decades to come, it'll certainly have greater value and they'll be analyzing their childhood more. When they're in well into adulthood.
Are you saying your kids are going to have to go to therapy, Natalie? Now, come on now.
Well, I hope not. I don't think so. No, we're feeling pretty good. But you never know.
Natalie McMaster is who I'm talking to this morning. She's written a book called I Have a Love Story, as well as being the queen of the fiddle. The story, I Have a Love Story. Well, it's not my story to tell. It's your story to tell. Natalie, take me through the writing of the book and why.
Sure. The biggest thing is the why.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm doing all these interviews, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's a memoir and you did this and you did that and all that. And I'm thinking, but wait now, that's not the point of this. And so I always love the opportunity to say what the point of it is. It was never intended to be a memoir. It has elements of that in it. And it was an easy title, I think, to get categorized. You know, in the book world, you need to, it's like the CD, like, well, what kind of music do you play? Well, it's got to be Celtic, or it's got to be country, or it's got to be this or that. So I think it just got shuffled into that category. But really, the extreme fuel that flowed through this whole experience was this desire to counteract a little bit of the heavy things going on in the world. There was a day 7 years ago when I was just internalizing, I guess, the negative headlines that Danielle had been catching me up on. I don't read papers. I don't read the news. I don't get any of that. Never have.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, it hasn't been totally intentional to not.
It's just not your thing.
It's not my thing. I'm on to something else. I don't think about current events and things. I'm too busy making food and, like, making music.
Being a mom.
Yeah. And so Tanel was always interested in the news, and he'd be telling me things. And it was interesting stuff, but it was so awful. Some of it was so awful. I don't remember exactly 7 years what was going on in current events, but I do know that after I got finished talking with him, I was in the car on the way up to the grocery store. Mom phoned me quickly just to check in, and she told me some pretty heavy things in Cape Breton, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, you're never ever free from the hard things that can go on in life or that are going on, just, you know, that people have to deal with. And so I got very kind of, I guess, down or hopeless feeling, thinking, what kind of world do my kids have to live in? And that spiraled into me reflecting about my life and thinking about my kids and my mom and dad and my upbringing. And all of a sudden I realized I just had so many great experiences and a great upbringing and great husband and kids and all these things. And I started to cry and thank God aloud in my car. And I realized, I think at that moment, in a new sort of way, that I had a love story. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a love story. Like, you don't think of your life like that. And I mean, we all have one. There's various ways and things and events of our lives where we can look at where, oh my gosh, I felt the love from somebody at that point in my life, or I gave love to somebody in that point in my life. Or the biggest part more for me was just to, like, when I was thinking of all these moments in my own life, I thought, you know, love can be so simple, and I think we've lost the ability just to kind of, like, know how to conduct ourselves navigating through it. And I just looked at even the simple fact that my mom cooked food for us, you know, and whether it's your mother or your father, whoever it is, for someone to take that effort and do a good job of it, to care that you've got your food, like, it maybe goes unnoticed because it's so assumed. But it is an act of love. And I think even with the fast food eating and stuff, you know, I think it's just trying to shed a little bit of light on things that maybe we've kind of lost sight of the value of them is kind of what its point was.
Okay, so when you got home last night, did Mom have food for you?
Oh, my gosh, homemade bread. we polished through the loaf, the homemade bread and the homemade jam. And she took me down the freezer, and there was 10 more loaves in the freezer.
Oh, God love Mom.
Oh, yeah, and loads of jam. She had squares, 4 different kinds of squares. She had, like, lemon squares. She had, like, chocolate chip bars. She had, like, coconut squares and ginger snaps.
So she love-bombed you last night is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We got back here late. I don't know. It must have been 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And we sat down and had our fourth meal of the day.
The fourth meal of the day.
Yeah.
That's fair, though. You need that fourth meal, especially because you're still performing at the same time, right? Like, you did a show last night.
We did in the afternoon, actually. It was a matinee
in Halifax.
We did 2 shows with the symphony, one Saturday night and one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, you need to eat. You need that energy to keep going.
Well, I didn't eat what she gave me, but I ate it anyway.
Of course you did. Of course you did. It's Natalie McMaster on the phone. I Have a Love Story is the new book. It's available from McIntyre Purcell Publishing, and you're doing an event tonight. I want to get to one more thing about the book, but I want to promote that you're going to be doing an event tonight at the Judic Community Center with a book signing and a local book launch, right?
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I can't even tell you. This is a whole other can of worms, a whole other experience, you know, to share the music and stuff is one element, but this is so much more deeper and part of how I think and feel, and it's so personal, so personal, and signing autographs or doing interviews for it. It's kind of a cooler mind connection with interviewers or people who I'm signing autographs to for, you know, whoever the book's for. It's just another level, and it's beautiful. I'm really enjoying this sort of thing. I did my first book signing at the Indigo in Bears Lake on Saturday.
Okay.
And so this will be my second kind of book signing, but this is the official launch of the book.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm just thrilled to be actually see this thing come out, and I'm hoping people will take it home and read it and think about all the great things someone would have done for them, or, you know, their parents, or whatever kind of versions of their own love stories, whatever that looks like, just to reconnect with that all and try and continue it.
Now, I was reading through the book, and one thing caught me, and I do have to bring this up about the book. I hope it's not a spoiler on the book, but
not at all.
I'm going to say it anyways. You wrote this whole book on an iPhone?
Yes.
Like, that's one thing that stuck out to me, and as an Android user, I was a little upset that you wrote this whole thing on an iPhone.
Well, too bad, Scotty-o. Too bad. Nothing you can do about it, buddy. I wrote the whole book on my iPhone with my thumbs.
That's a lot.
And I remember it was, well, that's all I know. All I know. I've never had a computer. Like, I think I had a computer when the old clamshells came out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that style.
Okay.
And it was like dial-up. You had to, every place you went, you had to find like a dial-up. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't last long in my life. It was very short-lived.
Okay.
And then, you know, time went on, and then those little, I forget, Odetties or something came out, and then it was Blackberries. And then by the time the iPhones came out or whatever, I eventually got one of those. I don't know how long ago. And that's all I know.
But you've never had a laptop or a desktop?
No.
You know, like an office somewhere, Natalie?
No. Nope. My office is my phone and only has ever been.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is the inside of Natalie McMaster that people need to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I could, I wouldn't even have that. I hate the thing. I do. I just think we would have been better off with the horse and buggy and none of it.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah.
For the record, I am talking to Natalie this morning on a landline. It's two landlines. Yeah. It's not cell phone at all. What do you mean we'd be better off with horse and buggy? Wait a minute. I'm going to go there. I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Let's go there.
Yeah,
okay,
let's go.
So sure. I'm sure that if we were in a big panel discussion with people,
yeah.
Okay, maybe I'd be flexible, whatever.
Yeah.
But just generally speaking, I personally only see or feel or think about the negative. Sure, there's lots of wonderful things. My gosh, now I have my recording device on my phone.
Yes.
I have my journal on my phone. I have my calendar on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the emails and the texts, all sorts of communication.
Yeah.
I've got even prayer on the phone. I've got, well, you name it, whatever you want, it's on the phone. But then you're stuck to the friggin' screen all the time. And honestly, it's like it disconnects you from humanity, which if that keeps going in that direction, what are we going to be? Like, it's not getting better. It's not getting better. Like, it's getting worse. And when I look at kids... Oh, my goodness.
What do you do with your kids? As a mom, Natalie, what do you do with your kids? Do they have screen time? Do they have non-screen time?
Sick of me telling them, you know, this is bad. Look at this article I read today, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're great and they're nice and they listen to me, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're just attracted to it, as we all are. I mean, I got caught here last night in the kitchen, mom's place. I thought, oh, I'm just going to check so-and-so on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it just led me down the hole, and there it was. An hour later, could have got an hour extra sleep.
Yeah.
Sitting in mom's kitchen, dad and mom went to bed. Maria fell asleep on the couch. You know, even that moment where I could have taken Maria, taken her upstairs to her bedroom, you know, said her prayers with her and tucked her in. No, she fell asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. So I just went to bed, and I'm thinking, oh, that darn thing got me. It got me. And I'm like the most, I feel, like everybody says this, I'm sure, but I'm very... like responsible on that thing. Like I don't use it for leisure. Well, last night I used it for leisure and I'm mad at it now.
But
it got me.
But you also seem very aware of what it does or what it's going to do or what it had done to you and that, or what it did last night. So you seem aware of it. You're not like, I have no idea why this happened or why Rhea fell asleep on the couch last night.
Yeah, no, I'm very aware, and I don't like them. And again, I'm sure people tell me the amazing things that have happened. I get it. I'm on it. I use it. I decided a long time ago, Danelle, I decided we're either going to live in a cave or we're going to live in the world.
Gotcha.
And we decided to live in the world.
Good.
So we have to navigate, and you know, it has to be. It's part of our lives.
Yeah.
So, but it's really hard. It's really hard to. And again, it's more like kids. It's like our kids are really good with them. And how do we try and ward that off? Well, you know, keeping them busy, active, that's the answer. You know, they're okay. Let's instruments. You have to learn this tune. We're
Yeah.
going on stage. All those things really, really help. And they see another side of excitement in life through those things.
Yeah.
They also feel the discipline of it. You know, you can't just slough on there. You got to practice. You know, they know that, so they know the time that that takes, and that's not pleasant, often having to do that, but they do that, and they recognize the value. And then there's the farm life, you know, that Danelle keeps them busy when we're home. Michael's driving the tractor, and, you know, they're involved with planting crops and baling hay and daily, you know, fence mending and fixing whatever, all of that stuff, so that's helpful. You know, school's busy. Yeah, we just, and we trying, I don't know what our rules are. We haven't defined them yet. Sometimes we're like Sunday, for example, we go to Mass, we come back and we say, okay, none of that stuff, no screens, no nothing. We're here, we're making brunch together, you know. And so there's usually a good chunk of hours Sunday morning where we're all together and we eat together. And that's kind of a hard and fast rule. So there's no, they just know that's just the way it is. Don't go near that thing.
And how many kids again, Natalie?
Seven.
Seven kids plus mom and dad. So there's nine in the
Yeah.
Leahy household. Any
That's right.
pets?
There's nine under the one roof.
Right? Are there any pets in there too?
Two dogs,
Two dogs and then
six
the rest of the
bunnies.
farm, right?
Six bunnies.
Yeah. Six bunnies aren't in
And
the house though, Natalie, are they?
bunnies are not in the house. No, we
Okay.
got a stable out back for the horses. We have five horses,
Yeah.
a bunny hutch back there as well. And we've got chickens, laying hens. We've
Yeah.
got 10 laying hens. That's quite something. Little Maria, she's seven. That's kind of her job to collect the eggs.
I love
But
that you just
you
clucked on
guys
the
are
radio.
laughing, aren't you?
Yeah,
Good.
it's me. Yeah, you clucked on the radio, Natalie. We
I
started off
did.
by saying we started off by saying you were the queen of the fiddle, and by the end of this conversation, you're clucking on the radio.
Okay, let's
I
not
love
get
this.
confused. I
I love
haven't
this.
converted into some kind of strange,
Yes.
like, oh my gosh, I only see the world through one lens.
Yes.
No, I'm still with it. Mary Frances has me spending oodles of money on clothing and
Imagine.
high brand names.
Imagine.
And, you know, we're like I said, we're still in the world. We're
Yeah.
not just out in our cave.
So if you, I gotta promote the event now. If you want to meet this clucker, come on out to the Celtic Music Center tonight. Oh my God.
Scottio, if I may say, I
Yeah.
am a mother, so you can call me a mother clucker.
Oh.
How's that?
You know, here's the thing, Natalie. I say this to everybody before they get on the radio. You can't say the bad words. I've said that to
Yeah.
you for a better of 15 years that we've had
Yeah.
conversations like this over the phone.
Yeah.
And never once have I got to the point where I can say mother clucker on the radio and have a reason for it. So if you want to meet Natalie Master in person, bring your phone with you, but don't do anything with it, but take a picture. Are you a picture taker as a mom? Are you a
Oh yeah,
picture?
oh
Okay.
yeah.
So you.
Listen, I have to survive, right? I
Okay.
gotta put post things. I gotta
Yeah.
put things on that Facebook, and
All
then
right.
they, you know, there you go. It's
All
the name of
right.
the game.
Drop by and see Natalie tonight at the Celtic Music Interpretive Center in Judic. I'll be there too. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Natalie, are you playing anything tonight, or are you just going to be signing autographs and signing
Oh,
books?
of course.
You're playing?
I could. I won't. I don't know how much. Just a little bit of
Yep.
something. But my God, I can't go in there with a fiddle and like I'm not gonna not play.
Fair
I have
enough.
to play something.
Fair enough. Just making sure for anybody
Yep.
that's thinking about going. It is a
Yep.
Monday evening. It is tonight. It is Natalie Master at the Celtic Music Center in Judic. That's going to be from 6 to 8 at the Celtic Music Interpretive Center. Natalie, I got to play some commercials. I got to do my job here. I could talk to you for another half hour. I really
I
could.
could
I
too.
really could, you know, but I will see you tonight and we'll talk some more in person, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the chat. It was
That
fun.
is Natalie McMaster, the mother clucker that you I can't believe that. Oh, it's going to be great. If you missed any of this interview and the conversation, because it really is not an interview with Scotty O, it's just a conversation, join us on our website, 1015thehawk.com.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Hawk Morning Show, text us, 902-625-1015. If you missed any of today's conversation, you can find it on our website, 1015thehawk.com.